Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I'm Jake Sherman. It's been a busy week, to say the least, and we've got a breakdown of where things actually stand just a few days after Donald Trump's joint speech to Congress. Here's a reality check. Top White House aides insist that they can complete tax reform and sign it into law by August, but they continue to be at open war over a central component of the tax reform package, the House Republican idea to tax imports instead of exports. So far, there's no bill, and most insiders target early 2018 as the earliest completion date for a major tax reform package. There are still hundreds of executive branch positions left unfilled, leaving the government with bare-bones staff at best. And there is continued disagreement over the Paris Climate Agreement. The New York Times has a front-page story this morning that Steve Bannon wants to withdraw, while Ivanka Trump and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson would prefer not to.
And while Trump called for Republicans and Democrats to put partisan politics aside to do the country's business, he still hasn't learned the art of politicking. Trump went to visit the USS Gerald R. Ford, but he didn't invite the Democratic lawmaker who represents the area to fly down on Air Force One. On Capitol Hill, just a half dozen years after Republicans railed against Democrats for doing their work behind closed doors on Obamacare, that's exactly what Republicans are doing when it comes to their own health care bill, forcing members to read it in a secure zone.
The big news this week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has recused himself from all investigations relating to anything to do with the Trump campaign. This decision came just hours after Trump's White House press secretary said there's no reason for him to recuse himself.
In the juice, we've got Amy Dudley, longtime communications director to Senator Tim Kaine, joining the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative in Palo Alto. And the Washington Post's Bob Costa is taking a second turn at guest hosting PBS's Washington Week tonight.
We're sitting down this morning with Nancy Pelosi for a live playbook interview at the Newseum. We'll be talking to her about everything that's happened this week, the state of the Democratic Party, and how she sees Trump's Washington. We'll have a pretty full rundown in tomorrow's playbook, so stay tuned. Subscribe to Playbook and read tons more at politico.com/playbook.